Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, we give you praise. We thank you for the gift of life. We also thank you for the opportunity that you have given to us to come and listen to whatever you have to tell us this morning. Father, we are praying that you use me as an instrument to speak to your people. And the word that is coming also, Lord, I pray that it falls into a very good soil in the hearts of your people. And in the name of Jesus, I take authority over any evil spirit that might be here. And I say they should be silenced whilst the word of God is coming. Father, we know that you do it for us. So we thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Lord, bless your word as it comes to your people. From now on, I'll speak in English, and Mama will do the translation in Pidgin for me to facilitate everything today. Our theme for today says, make the path of the Lord straight.
And okay. Yeah, as some need to say.
Jesus Christ is coming to you. Is your path straight or crooked?
Yenra Yesu Christo, eba on chain. Namasem bisani se, wa kwain no etini ana.
When we were in school, we learned that light travels in a straight line. Is this true or false?
Me kai say yewo school mu no. Yesua bibi say kania ana say han ekoten.
Is this true or false?
Na eye no kwari ana.
Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
Jesus Christ only we are saying.
So he can only come to you when your path is straight.
And I'm saying yes, yeah, we are saying ti. Obeti mi aba unche ebra wa kwai etini.
Looking at the life you are leading, is your life straight such that the light of Jesus can pass through you?
Say ushe abraba ubo ana abraba mebo. Ah.
What has gone wrong so that we are asked to make our path straight for the Lord? According to the prophet Isaiah, the people of Israel had neglected the word of God and committed a lot of sins against the Lord, and therefore they had been taken into captivity into Babylon by King Nebuchadnezzar.
Adam Israel for son din any nya na omo ye nti omo efri onyakopa kwaso e ma ye besesa omo konkwaso mu e wo Nebuchadnezzar emreso e ko Babylon ana Babylonia.
But God reveals his salvation through the prophecies of Isaiah. A voice cries in the wilderness and makes straight the path for the Lord. Every valley shall be filled up, and every mountain be made low. The rough places shall be made low. The unsmooth places shall be made plain, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed.
Na bibia enye trom no ni nyina wo betwi afa so enonyankopon ani onyam ebe daddy.
It is only when the path of the Lord is straight that the glory of the Lord can shine. Therefore, if you don't see the glory of the Lord in your life, then something must have been going wrong. So make the path of the Lord straight in your life. Please, I want you to critically examine everything you do in life and ask yourself the following questions.
Is
everything I'm doing what God intended it to be according to His word?
Are
you leading your life as God's word asks you to do?
Is there
any crookedness or diversion in your life which prevents the glory of God from shining in your life? Like the people of Israel in the days of captivity.
Israel
many of us are living in sin, so our paths are not straight before the Lord.
Are
you one of them? Some of us are living in fear of witches and demons.
And
this makes us go to other places where we shouldn't go for directions.
Enunti, ema ye tumi rewura miaye miaye bia ye akohwehwe akwanchre.
Some of us live in adulterous relationships.
Yemubi ewo ho a yetna adwamambom.
For example, unmarried man and woman living in one room.
Yebehwe na obi a ono omo nya awarefo ensusu na omo ti dan ba ku mu ti se awarefo.
Some of us are cheating people in our businesses and engaging in all sorts of corrupt practices.
Ye mu bebre wo ho a yesisi ye dwuma ye fo eni enyuma enko ye anase eye kro no de e wo ye nyuma mu.
And that makes our paths crooked before the Lord. You see, as light travels in straight lines, the glory of the Lord cannot be revealed in our lives when our ways are crooked. We need to straighten our paths in order to see the manifestation of the glory of God in our lives.
Amen.
We need to let all the valleys in our lives to be filled. What are the valleys in your life that prevents your paths from being straight to the Lord? Do you see any mountain in your life? What are the crooked and rough places in your life? You Identify them and cry to the Spirit of God to help you. So how do we straighten our paths for the Lord? In 1 Peter 3:10, the word of God says, whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil.
Petro, whom I did cano.
It's a mean such a mudu. Whoever loves life.
Nia open quano.
And life to live good lives.
Na odo se obetna abrabo pemuno.
They must keep their tongue from evil.
On crana tekrema in free na dahu. Amen.
So if you keep your tongue from evil, your path will be straight.
Hallelujah.
Also, according to 1 Peter chapter 3, 11 and 12.
Petro, whom a dikana, etimi and santi chemudu bakono, any do me no.
If you want your path to be straight, you must turn from evil and do good.
So per se, what kind etnia ye wuhu every bonny hu, not ye papa.
And remember that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous.
Na hunu se o nyan kupon any ewo atini ni fo eso.
And he, yes, are attentive to their prayer.
Na na son nsu ebie ama wompai bo.
And the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
Na o nyan kupon echiri wanga woye boni.
Also, for your path to be straight before the Lord.
Afei.
Holiness and righteousness is to be the right way to strengthen that path.
For
your path to be straight before the Lord, fill up the valleys of laziness.
So I can bet you when you're me anymore. Monkana, aye, aquadrono.
Greed.
Momodin, nesis aquino.
Greed.
Any, emim.
And lust.
Akono.
Which is moving you away from your divine destiny.
Ah, etu we free.
Again, you should level the mountains of pride. Level it.
Ye free ho.
And your path will be straight. Straighten the crookedness of hypocrisy.
Ma akwaya chewa chewa aye pese.
And secret sins which weigh you down.
Any boning kitten kitty and now bonia ye was sumasia a chew a quetri.
All these does not make your path straight before the Lord.
When you know ma awak entini awanya mienim.
We are to prepare the world for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
E wo se ye ye Christo fo ye tumi siesie wiase e ma onyankopon na ye ra Jesus Christo ni maya etosumi enu no.
As John the Baptist came to do in Mark chapter 1 verse 2 to 4.
Senia osuboni Yohane ebe ye ye e wo Marko ehuma ni mu no
1 2 to 4.
Eti ba ku ekosi eti enai no mu no.
John preached the baptism of the repentance for the forgiveness of sin.
Yohane, ana osuboni Yohane, obeka adwen satra eni esubo ehun sempa se debeya ye besakra efri boni ho.
What John did was to prepare the way for people to receive Jesus Christ.
Sania osuboni Yohane ye ye no na obesiesie akwan no amaye ra Jesus Christo aba.
Now we are also called as the John the Baptist of our time.
Enei minumie nu na ya freyen se se osuboni Yohane e wo ye mri mu.
So we are to prepare people for the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Enunti ewo se yesiesie wiase ana nipa ema yewra Jesus Christo ni maya etosumie nu no.
Our world today is full of evil, corruption, greed and immorality.
Ye wiase mu aye boni bebre nyachum emim ene krono ewudie enioma basabasa.
So lift up your voice in the wilderness and call on the souls of men to repent.
Enunti maoneso ewo sraso na fre nipa kra se wo mun sakra o madwen fre nipa se wo mun sakra o madwen
and worship God faithfully.
Na sum won sum nyame ewo nokremu.
Do this among your colleagues.
Ye wei ewo wafuo mu.
Your friends.
Wanyon kufuo mu.
Your family members.
Wabusiem.
Your co-workers.
Ene wejumim.
Use your lifestyle to make a straight link by which the glory of God can be revealed to the people around you.
Ma wabra bo. Enye kwantin ponwa. Onyankopon nam oso ebe frɛ ebinum so aba abehunu saa ekwan no ana ne kanea no.
You and I are the John the Baptist of today.
Minumie nuni osuboni Yohane ewo ye nemre mu.
So we are to prepare the way for the Lord's second coming.
Enunti awasi esiesie onyankopon kwan a ede ne ba emra etosumie nu mu.
Let the world know Christ through you.
Ma ewiase enhunu Christo, emfa wo so enhunu Christo.
People of God, the world requires the straight path of righteousness, holiness and godliness.
Menianom anase onyame ma, ewiase ehia ekwantene a eye tene ye ene abrabo kronkron.
But there are valleys of fear.
And so, ayana amonka adani ehu edadayenim.
The mountains of pride.
Na emipoa eye ahumasuo ensusu esisi akwain.
There are uneven grounds of corruption and racial discrimination.
Akwain kontonchia eye krono eni inyimu.
Which makes our path uneven to the Lord. So people of God, like John the Baptist, let us arise and make the path of the Lord
straight.
Jesus is coming soon, so make your life and your path straight.
Enche na yera Yesu aba enunti ma wakwan entene.
Prepare your family.
Siesie wabushia.
Prepare your children.
Siesie wuma.
Prepare your friends.
Na siesie wanyonkofu.
Prepare your spouse.
Siesie wuhukafu.
For the days ahead are evil.
Esan se emreboni ewo yenim.
Jesus is coming soon.
Erade enche obeba.
Whether you believe it or not, he is coming.
Sawujidio sawunyinio oba.
So, like John the Baptist did,
enti sani osuboni Yohane ye ye no.
I am also crying to you today.
Menso misu achrewo enano pei.
So if you are here and you are not sure of your salvation,
sawuha na wunyi ni se ana wunji wu ni se wu won kwajia.
If Christ is to come today and you don't know that you cannot enter the kingdom of God with him,
se Christo pie e woneni monyamu ene na wunyi ni se ubetumi ene na kwa,
it is not too late.
Enketri,
Today is your day of salvation. If you hear the word of the Lord today, do not harden your heart. No matter how you are and what you have done, God so loves you and wants to save you.
Hallelujah.
So I encourage you today.
Do this
A, B, C, D.
Yes,
of salvation. For the A, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today. Accept that you are a sinner. And ask the Lord for forgiveness. For the B, I want you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that God has a purpose for your life. Through his son Jesus Christ. And seek to put on Christ.
Hallelujah.
Seek to become like Jesus Christ. For the C, I want you to confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And commit your life unto his hands. And for the D, I want you to dedicate and devote your life faithfully as a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable to Jesus Christ. People of God, this is the message of God to you today. Make straight a path for the Lord. As we prepare for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Are you ready? Is your path straight? If it is not straight, it is not too late. Just pray. And the Holy Spirit, which is our helper, will help you. And make your path straight. Let us pray.
Eradi beba desio, se se die, aye di. Midi me sie sie, me ho me sie. Eradi beba desio. Say, say, dear.
Pray to the Lord. Ask the Lord to help you to make your paths straight before Him. I want you to open your mouth and pray. You are not a bonfire catcher, Ratte.
We want no bonfire. Catcher Ratte said, Ratte, me yemre. Me pesa me ye pewa when him. Me pesa ma quite sniwa when him. Now sum in to me, buami. Erade buami. Erade buami. Mira, wasem nie. Min to me nye, I just saw buami. Name hon kron kron. Fawonsa kame. Dome, buami. 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 Yati bebre. Kachere Jesus. Bibia aye monka owo wanim bibia aye bipo owo wanim se ya homa so se ya dwamambo se ya brabo fun se ya nsanom bibia krono kachire rade owo ye ntem se obesiesie yen eye ni pese obechi yen kwa enu tisies bie wano kachire rade erade dwamambo ene hame erade krono and I've done it before, my name. I'd rather whom I saw a hand tie, a buffo. I'd rather whom I'm up. In Sanum, I'd rather whom I'm up. Jimmy, you free me, Moo, you free me, Moo. Let's see me. I'm not quite to know when him. I'm not quite to know when him. Catch a rather whom Crocon said, oh, found Crocon shall ma. Send your bay out to me. I yet pair a word and him. No, ube to me. I call Kikam Macheria say. I call Chi and Yanuma. What we are saying so every a genuine. Naya do on my back on Yakupa Hinim. Catch a rade. A rade faumu gumis so. Send me. I want them for fro. I made to me. Edia can't ask them. Mama brabon tini se nebe ya ebi no be hweme so na omudia ba won chen ma wani onyam no enet ya bon paye ka chire rade rade me tini ma meti wudi a me ba brabo etini ma wani onyam no enet wo ma brabo mu ka chire no oh Jesus wa ha. Jesus, what I say, obey Jenny, I will be sending here. As something as we be a matter near from Pai, one Pai, a catcher and why? And Rena soon sent check now. Back. Oh, Sire Bompire, swear, Raddy say. And Raddy, what some say? Do you want to know our frail one? Like a craving our power one. Now, so whom in my book? For me, come on, I want power on home. And I'm not paying me pie bonnie. Miss Lanquantier, I'm a man Cassame home. Miss Lanquantier, I'm a me ma. Miss Lanquantier, I'm a me hook up for. For me, come on, I want power on home. Oh, rap, me pie bonnie. Me. yen kwa. Uto yen. Uto yen. Yada wase. Ena moda woma yen ti. Ena wabe kai kai yen. Usi yen siye siye ya kwa yen. Ena wadi se yebe tumia. Aje sa upuwa yen. Aje sa wudum yen. We ask for your grace, O God. We ask for your mercy. We ask for all that we need for you to equip us, empower us, O Lord, that we may lead a life pleasing and acceptable in thy sight. We bless you. We thank you so much for this word. May your name and your name alone be glorified now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.